I think it's pretty safe to say we live in trilling times right now. I mean, no matter where you live on the South Shore, there are trills for everybody. Not convinced? Okay, let me give you some detail. If you live in everyday downtown suburbia, say in the Marshfield Hills or off Turkey Hill Lane in Hingham, your trills will most likely be coming from the chipping sparrow. These tiny little birds are known for being front yard nesters in bushes and shrubs. You can tell who they are by looking for their rusty caps or just wait for their trills, long, dry, drawn-out, single-note songs. If, on the other hand, you live among the evergreens, say on Jacobs Lane in Norwell or in the Pine Barrens of Plymouth, you may hear the softer trill of the pine warbler. They've been around for most of the winter, unlike the migrating chipping sparrows, but have been silent. Now they are singing their hearts out, starting out softly, growing in volume, and trailing off again, all in the span of 2 or 3 seconds. If you live, well, anywhere, you may have seen dark-eyed juncos around your feeder this winter. They have mostly escaped to higher elevations, including some who, rather than going north, have climbed the Berkshires to breed. Before they leave, they sing for us ever so briefly, trilling with their softness of doorbells. If perchance you live way out in a shrubland, a successional habitat transitioning back to forest, like the cranberry bogs at the Burrage Wildlife Management Area in Hanson, you may hear the trill of a killer, the northern shrike, which hunts fellow songbirds for food. This one is rare, though, and we might have to take a walk together to try and find one, which, of course, would mean that we had all become trill seekers. Be safe on the trails this week after all the wind and rain. Sweep away what you can, but leave the downed trees to the crews that will be out to clean them up soon enough. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD.